you in particular have children back there, kind of, how's everybody holding up?
Everyone's doing well, you know, just being in constant communication with my wife, talking to my kids, just want to keep them comfort, keep them updated with our status here.
So when you watch and you see the video of what's happening back there, and you can't be back there right now because of your job, what's happening? What are your emotions?
It's like a punch in the gut, you know. You want to be back there for your city, your family, of course your kids, and, you know, they're obviously young. They don't really understand exactly what's going on, so you try to explain to them, talk to them as much as you can, and keep them, you know, at ease. But I think all in all, it's just a situation that it's kind of a touchy situation for everybody. Everyone's involved, so just want to, you know, say your prayers and just let God handle everything else.
Josh, would you like to see this game canceled?
You know, that's kind of out of my decision. You know, obviously, I think it's other things going on that's more important than this game. You know, of course, we'd like to play it because of people that still enjoy this game, but I think, you know, taking care of the city and what that comes first.
Same time, how difficult is it to focus on football?
We're professionals, so at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and I think that's the way you have to go about your business and handle it. But, you know, it's kind of hard at the same time to kind of sit there and play football and then think about your family that's back home when it's constantly updates going on around the clock about things that's going on back in your hometown.
JJ, what are you hearing from your family? How are they doing? How's their neighborhood?
They're good, you know, obviously. The neighbors there, so we got some great neighbors actually, so I'm thankful for that. So they really kind of helped them out while I'm not there, and I just think they're more so concerned with everyone else that's needing help around the city.
Do any of your other teammates, have they talked about flooding in their homes?
Yeah, you got a few guys that have some flooding, you know, closets getting flooding and things like that, backyards, backing up to the bayou. A lot of guys have, you know, the little lakes and the rivers in their backyards, so I think everyone along the team, and we all stay in different parts of the city, so it's kind of hard that way also. Yeah, I think a couple of those guys kind of stuck back. I know a few guys actually didn't have any food or anything that had some surgeries, so those guys kind of had to come and get taken care of. I think it's just an unfortunate situation.
Which neighborhood do you live in?
I live in Memorial.
Right? No, I don't want to dress.
What if you still had to play the game? How hard is it to focus on a meaningless game? I mean, you wouldn't play anyway.
You know, like I said, we're professionals, and that's what it calls for. We have to get up there and still do our job and go out there and play to the best of our abilities because at the end of the day, you know, like I said, we're in the National Football League, and they pay us to do a job, and if they call for the game to be on, everyone has to go out there and put forth their best effort. And once the game is over, we have to go back and take care of our business with the thing that's going on off the field.
With that being said, how focused have you guys been in practice knowing
I think it's just been a long week altogether, you know, flying in, coming from New Orleans straight from that game. You're thinking that we're going to have a chance to fly home and don't fly home. And then it kind of escalated, you know, each and every day you wake up, you hear more and more things going on. So I think, guys, we've had a lot of free time to ourselves. So I think that helped also.